There is this girl I went to college with her, and we were pretty good friends in college. Haven't really kept in contact with her that much since until the whole MySpace thing came around. And so now she's on my MySpace, and she sent out a bulletin. And when you send out a bulletin on MySpace, it sends it to all your friends. Your friends basically, I don't know, I guess you'd call it like almost your entire address book in your email if you're not familiar with MySpace. So she sends it out, and included in this little bulletin she sent out was a picture of herself. And the title of the bulletin was New Haircut, or something along those lines. And so there's a photo of herself, and you could tell, like, she's holding the camera herself and, like, doing a thumbs up and staring into the camera, you know, and smiling.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so she takes the picture that way. So it's a picture of her, you know, with, you know, her thumbs up and her hair. And she used to have this gorgeous hair that was, like, shoulder length, you know, and now she got it cut into that spiky thing, like Gozer from Ghostbusters, you know, the bubble chick there at the end, if you're familiar.
I don't remember that part.
You don't? Okay. Kind of like Billy Idol's hair.
Okay.
Spiky, more or less. Not that extreme, but you get the point. Like, she's doing the spike thing. You know, it's like spiky. And that does work for some people, I guess. No, I'd say it works for less than it actually works for. But so she's asking people, you know, what do you think of my new haircut? You know, and so I went to her little page, her little MySpace later on last night, and saw that people were commenting about her hair. Because since she sent out the bulletin, she's like, please comment on it. What do you think? And there were comments on there like, I love the new haircut, and oh, it looks great, and wow, that's awesome, and things along. There's probably like 5-6 of these very complimentary posts on her MySpace page saying, wow, that haircut looks great.
Did anybody say it looked horrible?
No.
Okay.
Although I felt tempted to. No, I've been too far out of touch with her. I think it needs to be like a close friend to pull you aside and say, hey, you know, I understand you're trying to mix things up, you're trying to change your style, your flavor a little bit, but this is probably a bit much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe if you were into, I don't know, some kind of weird new scene or something that haircut went with, you know, some weird underground scene, maybe it would work. But, you know, if you want to keep on living the life you're living, that wasn't the way to go. Now, I don't think anyone is ever going to tell this woman that her haircut is horrifying.
Nobody?
I don't think so. Because I don't think people feel comfortable enough to go up to somebody and say, that haircut looks terrible. You know, I would say to one of my guy friends, like, good God, what have you done to your hair? You know, if they, like, did something really odd with it, I guess, you know? But it doesn't really, I mean, a guy's hair, you can fix that easily. You just shave it off or stop putting whatever crap you're putting in it. A woman's hair, you change it, you're stuck with that length hair for a while, you know, until you grow it back out to where it needs to be. You can't just shave it off and get away with it. You know what I mean? So somebody's saying something to you, unless, you know, later on they're like, oh, I'm going in for a haircut, and their hair is still that weird spiky thing, you know, because that means they're going to go in and get the spiky thing again. Then maybe you can say, oh, really, I kind of like the way it was before. Maybe. You know, maybe it's just such a dilemma. Can you really say to somebody, what did you do? What have you done? Good Lord. Especially, it's extra hard when they're really enthusiastic about it.
There are ways around this.
Okay.
You can always say, oh, you got your hair cut. Wow. Look at you.
But what if they're actively asking you about the haircut? What do you think of my haircut?
Say, well, you look different. Wow.
That's not going to work. Different? What's that mean?
Worth a try.
Have you ever been in this situation before?
Oh, yeah.
It's so awkward, isn't it?
It is. It's awful.
And it's when they get it butchered the worst that they actually ask your opinion about it.
Well, I've been in a situation myself where I've gotten an awful haircut, too.
Uh-huh. And so would you get pissed when people would say that it looked good and you knew it looked terrible?
Oh, wow.
Or?
Yeah.
So you knew they were lying to you. Well, thanks for calling this morning.
You're welcome.
See you. Yeah, see, it's hard to tell people the truth on these things. Why can't you? Is it just because it hurts their feelings that much if you tell them something?
You don't want to destroy them.
But wouldn't you be doing them a favor by saying something about it?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, sure, you can. That's a good way to get away with it, you know, if they're like, what do you think of my haircut? And then you say, wow, yeah, you did get your haircut.
I will use sound effects to describe my feelings.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, why not? 539-9750. or 238-0975, are you allowed to be honest with somebody on their haircut? Or is this something that you are allowed to lie about? Now, they say if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. But if they come up and ask you, what, do you just go... just give them complete silence?
I like that.